I turn the recorder back on. So the best I can tell you is he feels like a very competent lawyer. And he acts like a lawyer, which if they're on your side, that's a good thing. If he's taking care of your side, then that's a good thing. He knows how to be a lawyer in all respects. So if he's working for you, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. Because I don't think he'll rip me off like some of these strangers on the phone.
No, I don't think he'll rip you off. I feel like he knows how to get the job done. And I would rather him be on my side than against me. Let's put it that way.
He broke rules years ago for next to nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I expect him to make a help, you know, what he deserves.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. He acts like an attorney, so he knows how to take care of people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was very helpful. I know I have to line up before I call either one of them. I cannot call from, you know, a place of disempowerment. I've got it, like, you might have felt me this morning either in my disempowerment or I called a new friend, a new neighbor I met at Thanksgiving. And her husband are like around my husband's age. They have one daughter who was in Mandarin classes at my daughter's high school years ago. The girls connected from years ago and then we connected over Thanksgiving and...
Let me just cut you off. Let me just cut you off for a moment. I'm going to go back to your sister-in-law.
Love. Sister-in-law?
The sister-in-law you're calling?
Yes.
That's the card I pulled. Love.
Okay.
So
you've been loving with each other.
Yeah. So, you know, just put her in your heart before you call, you know. So you're sending love to her. You're seeing her in a place of love. Get that love going.
Okay.
All
right. So that's it. And I don't know if you felt me in good energy this morning or in my negative, because I have been all over the place and I actually dug my way out of that hole this morning.
Well, I'm happy. I thought of you in the you were on my mind and in my heart way. That's all I know. I could feel you.
I went to a very low place, but now I'm feeling a lot better today.
Yay.
So put makeup on and everything.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Yeah. Much love. Okay. Oh, Ariel. Oh, my gosh. So glad I saw you.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Message for my highest, please.
Mm-hmm. And say your first name.
Ariel.
I just love giving you messages. It's so much fun. Go higher still. Go higher still. Like, I literally see you probably doing one of your amazing exercises, but I literally see you like bouncing higher, going higher. And say your name again, please.
Ariel.
You remind me a lot of Sarah's message. So remember, Sarah was the one, she had all those books behind her, and they were helping her elongate her pause. In English, aspire to greatness, remembering that as the blessings flow through her, the larger she can get, the more entitled she can receive. What they're helping her do is not to be a celebrity, but to be an outreach program. In other words, to be comfortable with being exposed, other people receiving her light, noticing her. And there's a tendency to her, she's very mystical, so she hears spirit, and there's more of a comfortability being that rather than going out into the world. But going out into the world she must, because she's got to deliver the goods. So she's receiving high voltage, and then it's getting comfortable passing it on. Same with you. Keep branching out in terms of your refinement, in terms of what you can conceive. I'm going to make this up. So if you came up with like a nutrition bar or whatever, and it's like, oh, I like to sell it to like my clients. Imagine it then going into Palm Beach County. Then imagine it being distributed around the country. Then imagine it going to like international sales, whatever, like that kind of thing. Like when I'm seeing you, it's like higher, more expansive, more creative. They're showing me, gosh, what is that thing? There's some lady who does some kind of bar exercises. Anyway, the point being, she has some kind of franchise. So she's here, but there's also some kind of video class you can take, and then some franchise, like bigger, expansive. And say your name again, please.
Ariel.
It has to do with the vibration you're holding. It's not what you think. Like, if you can remember, this world is not really real. So it's not as much, it's like the world's in two levels. One is like the literal level. But remember, we're sharing frequency. We're sharing vibration. And say your name one more time, please.
Ariel.
And they're showing me like you stamping someone's hand. In other words, or like a cookie cutter or whatever, where it's like stamp of approval. In other words, you're holding a certain energy. You're holding a certain, oh my gosh. You're literally on a spaceship right now. You're on a spaceship. You're pretty high, my friend. You're pretty high in terms of your spiritual understandings. So it's like a frequency, it's a vibration that you're exposing others to. So it's a priority, and say your name again, please.
Ariel.
If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. If you can, the whole energy reminds me of something Oprah said. It would be so lovely if I could remember what she said. But it was something like, she was talking to Amy Schumer, is that her name? Where you have to receive it for yourself first. You have to envision it. You have to like really own it. Or conceptualize it, like not as like some faraway thing, but something is like, yeah, I can really receive that or understand that. I'll find whatever it is she said. It was very short, but it was very powerful. That's how I feel about what I'm saying, what I'm babbling about. Take ownership of your resources, of your possessions. Does that make sense?
That was my dog. Yes, it does make sense.
Awesome.
Last night after my meditation, I was just doing some journaling and felt like a lot was coming in. And this phrase kept coming to me. Can you read this?
Something is coming.
Something is coming. Like I just had that feeling and I kept writing it over and over. And I was seeing like two magnets coming together. And at work, some of the machines that we use are electromagnetic frequency, and something about that magnetism was very prominent to me. So,
well, the best I can tell you is you're currently on a light ship right now, hovering around Earth. So you got it going on, my friend. You got it going on. Higher, like you haven't stopped. I still have this image of you bouncing up, bouncing up, bouncing up. You're doing all the right things. Keep meditating.
I feel like. When I was on my
Fogo sick. Oh my gosh, how funny.
I was trying to break the world record when I was like, I don't know, 10 years old on Fogo sick.
I just feel like there's no accident. I feel like it's dream symbolism. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, that's lovely. And say your name one more time.
Ariel.
Oh my gosh. Just keep letting that light shine. Hold the light. They're sending you in different places of disturbance. So you may be out to dinner and someone's having a fight at the next table or whatever. They send you there to quicken recovery. So
at a gas station two nights ago, and we had to call 911 because there was a disturbance of people fighting.
There you go. Well, we're glad you're taking. They're saying we're glad you're taking note. Oh, lovely. Oh, so nice to see you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I think we're complete. Mm-hmm. Indeed, we surround each with love, each with our establishment, and each with our continued grace. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.